product or service that
Love Talk Radio.
Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path as host of your very own program. Dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I want to welcome you to a fabulous show. Happy New Year, but more than that, happy 20th anniversary for us. That's like what I want to say right there. And I just love this because, today's show, I want to introduce you to Beth Larson, but I want to introduce you to the energy, the message, the platform, what she does to help people. And, you know, we're talking about the flourish frequency. So 20 years ago, there were people that said, you're not, girlfriend, you are not going to last 20 minutes, yet, let alone 20 years. And the good news is, what is it about the flourish frequency and what Beth Larson does that I now understand better that helped me just ignore them, like totally, like ignore you. I'm ignoring you. Like, I don't even hear you. I don't hear you. But I didn't say that. I just ignored them. And this is what we're talking about today because, you know, when you are on a pathway to a calling like Beth is on a pathway, is a calling. And when you create something called the Flourish Frequency, it's a show for women, but it's more than that. It's a way of being. And unless somebody says to you, hello, you can have this light. You can understand how to do this. You can be in the energy of this. I don't know. Maybe we don't know it. But for you to know something, what you should know is who Beth is. You know, this is somebody that is out in the world. She is an energy alchemist. I love that. And happiness coach. She's for high-achieving women who want more. And by the way, Beth Larson has inspired us for our theme this year. Let me just finish. More joy, more energy, more passion, more money, and more meaning. So when we sat down, she doesn't know this, I'm telling her now, and I'm giving her total credit for it, like complete, like this, all the credit. When we sat down, we talked about 2024. The question came up, are we willing to be as bold as Beth Larson? Are we willing to say for us for this year, 2024, this is the year of more? And then when I thought about that, I thought, yes, 2024 is the year of expecting more. But I didn't stop there because there was something for me that I couldn't wrap my mind around that Beth was doing because I don't know if I'm quite in the flourish frequency just yet. But I came up with something close. And I love that I worked for a company that had more acronyms in their business model than any other company I know of, and that was Bell Labs, Bell System, AT&T. There's an acronym for everything. There was even an acronym for caller ID. Like caller ID is like not enough. There's an acronym. So I said, what does more mean to me, and what does it mean to us? And out of my mouth came a few versions, and Sierra, our producer, helped with this. So out of my mouth came manifesting opportunities, reignited, expansively. That's what it meant for me. And so I thought about that and I thought I got to share that with Beth on the show today because this is what we're talking about. What is the show, the Flourish Frequency? What is her passion? What is her wisdom? What is it she wants to change in the world? Her mission and purpose is coming out of a personal experience. You're going to hear about it. You know, those of us that show up here, yeah, we have corporate careers back in the day. But now here we are. If you're her, you understand what leadership means because you were one and you are one. You understand that you transformed yourself out of the bowels or the depth of darkness sometimes. But when you do, then you have to ask, what am I going to do with it? So here's what she does. She takes her life experience, certified high performance coaching, Happy for No Reason Facilitator, certified money breaker coach. I mean, I love what, there are more things I could say about what is in her toolkit than I even have enough time. That's why we're getting on with this show with Beth right now. Beth, I hope I didn't misrepresent you, but I wanted to share that. You inspired us as a network to pick that theme.
Oh, makes my heart so happy.
Okay. But I have to tell you, I got a little wishy-washy about it because it's a bold statement. I want to start with this.
Yeah.
20 years. This week.
So congratulations, by the way. I didn't realize that.
You're on an anniversary show.
Wow.
That's what you're on.
That's auspicious.
I still look the same, just want to say. Not really. I've been asking this question I'm going to ask you now for 20 years, and I thought I wanted to save it to ask you. I just gave people a glimpse of who you are, and what people don't know is we don't just show up. You and I and the team spend time with you. We get to know each other. I am so honored who you are. You know, when my team asked me the other day, you know you're doing a show with Beth, I said, yeah. They said, well, you know, is Beth ready? I said, oh, seriously? Beth was born ready, is ready, raised ready, still ready, and going to get more ready. But here's the question. Out of everything I just said about you, out of the show you're about to do, out of the way you help women, I'd love to know what some of the challenges and obstacles, Beth, you have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question, and thank you for all of that. That is, I had no idea you were going to say all that, so that actually really touches me. And you've definitely hit on something that's so important is that more concept, and, you know, I'll come back to that in a minute. But I think, you know, for me, for the viewers who don't know, I spent 20 years working, over 20 years working in that corporate career. You know, I started off in retail, managing stores and districts and regions, and as a VP of sales and all of that. And there were times at the beginning when I started off for many years, I was in that passion. I was in that flow. I loved it. And then there was a point where, you know, I was just doing what I'd always done, which was work really, really hard. I was no stranger to success, but I always came about it the hard way. Like, you know, I had a good Midwest upbringing, so I learned that work ethic, right?
Yeah.
And that was very ingrained in me. And I eventually, though, reached that point of burnout. And when I was in burnout, it took physical burnout to wake me up to stop doing what I was doing, because I would have kept, you know, working until there was nothing left to work. And it was a moment of you can't keep doing things. And yet the interesting thing is, because I am that person that you know, I love success. I love that. I still wanted more. I didn't want less out of my life. I wanted more. But what I had to realize is what I was really craving was more joy, more energy, more passion, more connection, more meaning out of my life at that point. And so when I walked away from that career, you know, I didn't walk away with the intention of becoming a motivational coach or even a high performance coach at that point. That wasn't my intention. My intention at the time was I'm going to go fix what I broke, get my health back on track, and then I'm going to go back into it and do what I was doing, only even better. And it wasn't until I got out of it and got some distance from it that I actually realized, too, that it's like, this isn't actually what I want. I'm not going back to that because there's something bigger and better out there. And I knew it. I didn't fully know what it was. Now, I landed in high-performance coaching because that was kind of my mentality at the time. But what I didn't really realize when I started going after my high-performance coaching certification was that there is a difference between high-performance and high-achievement. Uh-huh. And I had been the high-achiever, but I wasn't necessarily the high-performer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big
difference. Oh, now we're talking. But look, I made a statement the other day, and we've got a lot to talk about. I'm excited about your show. And I hope I didn't spring this on you without giving you a warning, but I really wanted to honor you today because I said to you when we were working together, I learned just as much from you as I do as you from us. And not only that, it helps me stretch. But what you just described, I want to pinpoint it. You and I come from corporate careers. I developed one of the first 360-degree performance management systems, and it was for AT&T.
Wow.
I so regret that. how to misuse performance. Don't say it. But in the scheme of things, I want to ask you this. All of that work you did, how did it contribute to becoming the Beth Larson you are today?
Yeah. Well, it was exactly the path I needed for me to truly fulfill my IntelliKey, you know, that soul's calling, what I'm really here to be doing. I actually needed to go through all of that. And like I said, I mean, there were years and years where I was enjoying every bit of it. So it's not like I spent 20 years in burnout. It was, I was not evolving when I was in the burnout phase because I was still doing things the same way. So I wasn't evolving at that point. When I look back on it now, I realized, you know, I had everything I needed, got me to a certain point, and then I went through what I needed to go through to be able to move forward, evolve, and to fulfill my true calling and what I'm really here to be doing. And, you know, it's so exciting. And when you talk about more, you know, again, I go back to that, I want more, but you cannot have more on a foundation of not enough. So
one more time, hold that, because Sierra is going to pull this clip. Say that one more time. Go ahead.
Yeah. You cannot have more on a foundation of not enough. And if we're in that place of not enoughness, I'm not enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not brilliant enough, I'm not capable enough, or whatever, it's like there's no more that can come out of that. The only thing you get more of is the not enoughness.
Yeah.
And so you really have to lean into, well, what do I truly want more of? And how can I start living into that? And knowing, too, that more is our birthright. You know, we are here to evolve. We're evolutionary beings. And it's not a bad thing to have a desire for more. You know, people feel guilty about it, you know, that they should just be satisfied with what they have. You get to be fully satisfied with what you have and still know that there's more. Because that's what we're here for.
Look, thank you for IntelliKey. Thank you, Dr. Jean Houston. We both know Jean, right? Dr. Jean, I love you, Dr. Jean. we'll have to do a whole nother show and talk about that. But you raised an issue for me, and I want to go to it. Now, I wanted to say to people, not enough is one form of energy, but I think you also mean the following. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just not enough. It's having a scarcity about things. It's calling in the energy of regret. Calling in the energy. I was on a call with someone earlier today, and extraordinary potential. And sometimes I don't find the exact right words. Jessica's much better at it. We did a show with Doc Martin last night. We're going to be re-airing it, replaying it again. And sometimes people see you and they think, well, there she is, amazing woman, phenomenal coach. She must have just popped up one day. And what I don't think folks realize is, I don't know about you, I've had to invest money in myself based on the fact that I believe in myself and the people I'm working with. I've had to learn patience when things don't always go the way they want. And the other thing that's important to realize is that comparing oneself to how other people are doing, that's like the kiss of death. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because I want you to talk about the difference between thriving and flourishing, because I think it's hidden. Now, okay, I got to say, what do you think the tagline for the Dr. Pat Show is? Talk radio to thrive by.
Yeah.
Right? Because I had no clue about the difference. But when I talk about these differences, they're key.
Yeah.
And I'd love for you to walk us through them. I'm not saying thriving's not okay, but we're up-leveling this now, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So the word flourish has a lot of meaning for me. You know, when I was in the burnout, I would always find myself describing that feeling. It's just like feeling like I was dying on the vine, right? Like I had, it was this flower with so much potential, but I was just wilting and dying on the vine. It's how I physically felt. It's how I was emotionally feeling. And so that's kind of where it all started. That little seed in my head started there. And then when I started looking at, you know, I started talking about thriving a lot, but I'm really big into etymology and looking at the root meaning of words, and because I truly believe words have meaning, you know, deeper meaning. And often when you go way back and you really look it up, you know, I pull out the dictionary, I look at the words and see what the difference is. And thriving, you know, when I looked it up, I'd see things like to grow vigorously, to gain in wealth and possessions, to progress towards a goal. But then you'd also see things like to grasp, to grip, or to clutch onto. And you know, they use examples like thrives on conflict, thrives on drama, thrives on, you know, hard work. And I thought there's something in there that's like, there, you've got all this goodness, and then there's something in there that's like, wants to contract and pull you back a little bit. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, there's those plants that are growing through the concrete, you know, and you see them coming up through the concrete, and you're like, they're thriving, they're making it, but they're doing it the hard way.
Yep.
So when you look up flourish, it's got all the goodness of thriving, but there's something a little bit different about it. You see things like growing luxuriously, achieving success, being in a state of healthy activity and production, healthy activity and production, reaching a height of development and influence. And I thought that captures more of what I'm looking for. That's the feeling I want. When I think of flourishing, I think of a big field of flowers. You know, big field of sunflowers that are all just supporting each other. And so there's more of like a community feel for me. So for me, that's really what the difference is in the two words. I want to go beyond thriving. I don't want just the success. I want the success, but I want the support, the community. I want the health, the vitality, the energy, all of it.
Yeah. Brilliant. I so much that I need to talk to you about, but let me start with this. I'm going to give you an example. You know the acronym I gave you for MORE that I created? We needed to create something to explain it. You know why I did it? Because I started to get some backlash. And really, MORE? We're supposed to be simplifying. And I said, well, wait a minute. You know, and again, I knew we were going to do this show, so I knew you'd be able to help me out. And I was saying to the person, don't you want more happiness, more joy, more love in your life? Don't you want more great health? You know, and then I stopped and I realized what was going on for me was I was second guessing myself. Now, here's the epitome example, and you're going to take it away and answer the question, is MORE ever too much? The original acronym, oh my gosh. Was manifest. I'm not going to give you the last two. Was manifesting opulence. I love opulence. I love the word. And I think Jean actually. I think I was at a workshop with Jean, and I first used the word, and it was like people were like, "What?" The reason I love the word isn't the universe opulent. Isn't the nature of what we believe is out there that we cannot see opulent?
Yes.
But here's where I went. Oh, that's too much. All right, Beth, help me out.
Yeah. This is one of the things that I have to work with people on all the time because You know, we're, part of it is what we're taught growing up is to be realistic and responsible and reasonable. You know, the three R's that are worse than reading, writing, and arithmetic growing up, right? So we take this expansive energy within us and we contract it back. And we put it in a little box that is acceptable and it's manageable. And it shrinks us, though. It shrinks us. You know, I go back to, again, saying we are evolutionary creatures. We are here to be evolving. And more is just an extension of that. It's an expansiveness. And so if we are not allowing, if we're not living into more and allowing more, we're actually, you know, we're denying our birthright, quite honestly. And we're not evolving, we're devolving. And so it does require being bold enough and audacious enough to put it out there and to say things like that. You know, every day in the morning, I do what I call my daily divine declarations. And I start my day off claiming, deciding, and declaring what I am here for and who I'm here to serve. And, you know, there's the voices in my head, they're like, who are you to say all that? Well, I am, I'm a seed of the divine. You know, it's my birthright. And it is my duty, honestly, to steward this forward, to steward this entelechy forward, this part of this desire within me that was given to me. You know, I would not, I truly believe we do not have desires that are not meant to be fulfilled. You know, and a desire is not a want. It's from the heart. It's not, there's not a neediness. It's not an ego-driven thing. It's a heart-driven thing.
Yeah.
And if we're listening to our hearts, then we have to fulfill that.
Okay, so this is you and I. I love the word desire, and I use the word desire a lot. When I work with people, I don't ask, what do you want, what do you need? I want to tap into what you desire. Look, there's so much that you said there that is a foundational piece of who you are and what you do. And what I love about this is it doesn't matter if you're working with a top CEO, you know, and you're working with her, and on paper, it's like, oh, look, she's got everything. This was me, by the way. I think this was you, too. The big house, 4,000 square feet, the beautiful collie, the sports car, the truck, I don't even know, 6.7 acres, the ideal public relationship, the job that just won't quit. And boy, was I empty. But I want to really talk with you about this because as we move forward, there are energies that can't coexist. They can't. I tried. By the way, at one of Jean's workshops, I tried to prove Jean Houston wrong. I'll never do that again, ever. But if we're holding the flourish frequency, if we're in that place, it's not an end game, right? It's a way of being.
Right.
And that's what I love about this. More is also a way of being. It's a state of mind. It's an adjustment to excavate all of the limitations that will have you believe you cannot have what you desire, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a frequency that you learn how to cultivate, right, from within. It's because if you need those things outside of you to give you the feeling, then you're chasing the feeling. You're chasing the frequency. You're not generating the frequency. You know, my mentor in high performance, Brenda Burchard, a power plant doesn't have energy, it generates it. I'm like, oh, well, and I'm a plant in this flourish analogy. So I get to generate my own flourish frequency. I get to generate that energy. How do I do that? Well, I do it by bringing it. You know, bringing it to what I do. I'm not looking for something to give me passion. I'm bringing the passion to everything I do. And if I'm doing things that aren't giving me passion, then why am I doing it? Like, what? Why am I saying yes to something that I really want to say no to, or no to something that I really want to say yes to? When you start to come into alignment, because you're focused on generating the feeling for yourself, independent of anything outside of you, well, that's when the magic happens, because then suddenly everything outside of you starts matching you and the frequency that you're putting out there.
And, you know, the first frequency, and thank you for mentioning him. For those people who don't know who Brenda Burchard is, we have several people that host shows with us that have been through his program, and he is he is the creator, right? He is the creator of high performance coaching. And of course, you know, that you can find out about yourself. But the principles that he brings forward that he teaches to you, to me, and so many other people, right? You know, these are energies. I mean, yes, you're learning skills, but it's more than that. And that's what you're doing. See, you're going to help people learn some skills, learn some tools, but that's not it alone. I want to ask you this question, and then we're going to go to break, because I think it's one of the questions that hit me the other day by somebody. None of our listeners would ever ask me this question. None of them. Amazing audience. Susie, I got your card. Thank you again. But they wouldn't ask me this question. And the question, it's kind of like, what is that when somebody asks you a question, but it's not really a question, it's really like almost a put down? Mm-hmm. What qualified you, Pat? This is not a long conversation. I could not handle much of this. But what qualified you to claim the energy / frequency to create the transformation network? And I want to not answer that, because when we come back, you're going to answer it for me in your own way. Because we get to choose, do we want to flourish or do we want to be like burnt French fries? What do we want to be? When we come back, we're going to talk about so much more. But more important, that word IntelliKey. Before we go to break, though, Beth, this is an introduction to your show. So excited about it. I've only worked with you a short period of time. I've learned so much. How do people find out more about you? How do they contact you? How do they work with you? How do they dot, dot, dot?
Yeah, they can go to www.BethLarsonCoaching.com. And that's Larson with an E, L-A-R-S-E-N. So you can find out more about me there.
And by the way, Transformation Network, Transformation Talk Radio, get ready for what she is doing, what she's bringing. And for those of you out there, I want to talk to the women for a minute. Y'all heard me do a show the other day, and I talked a little bit about our journey. This is for you. We can settle and compromise for thriving. Some of us can't even get there. So I want you to try on a new hat today, maybe a new table tennis racket. But I want you to try something that's at the top of the top of the top of what you desire. And if the next thing you hear from yourself is, not so much, you need to call Beth. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
You've been listening.
But are you watching?
Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford-Mills, founder of Balance Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. To find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. I am so thrilled to have you join us here today. Thank you. This is the Dr. Pat Show. But what I love to do is I like to honor the people that have joined our network that are planning their future, that have decided to be bold, to be courageous. I mean, Gloria Steinem said to me once, she said, you know, listen, you need to do something outrageous every day, Pat. And this was back when I was in a corporate job. And, you know, I didn't quite get it, but I do get it now. That's what Beth Larson is doing. You know, today you're being introduced to Beth, but also what she's creating. The Flourish Frequency is a show for women who want to elevate their lives, ignite their passions, and embrace abundance. It doesn't matter where you are. If you already think, I'm like there, then, and you can answer the question, I don't need anything else. I don't need more of anything. If that's you, I still want you to get a hold of Beth. But if you're somebody that's been hanging on by a thread, and Beth, you referenced this, you called it like hanging. So I saw like my claws like hanging, barely hanging. Yeah. But if you are somebody that doesn't want to hang anymore, that wants to rise up, pull yourself up, I've learned two things. One, not very good at doing it alone. I have a fantastic team. I have fantastic, my best friend Linda, who's also my producer. I am so grateful. I work with the most incredible people. Even, you know, like I said before, working with you, Beth, you know, has caused me to really look introspectively and make some changes. And that's important to do. The second thing to do is you got to ask yourself, are you ready to invest in yourself? And Beth is going to talk to that because that is so important to get. Before we do this, you know, and talk about
IntelliKey.
Before we talk about that, again, please let us know how we can contact you, how people can work with you.
Yeah, my website is BethLarsonCoaching.com. That's Larson with an E.
Look, we're talking about a couple of things, but I want to go back to IntelliKey. Because there's an energy about it. And the energy about it, you really talked about this before. And I'd like you to kind of bring it all together. I do believe that you can't have this energy of manifestation and abundance and at the same time have scarcity. One or the other will show up, even if it's for a second, Beth. Even if I'm holding the Flourish Frequency over here, there's a second of that doubt and stuff that can come in. So I want to ask you, when you heard IntelliKey first, what was your reaction? And what has it come to mean to you?
Yeah. Well, and I'll be honest, the first time I heard Jean Houston use the word, I thought it was spelled IntelliKey, and I thought it was the word she'd made up. Like, I totally didn't understand it. And when I saw it written finally, it's Entellechy. For people who don't know, like me. and then, of course, I looked it up in the dictionary again, too. And, you know, it's a Greek term that means that which you are meant to be, your soul's calling. And, you know, I thought just, like, that's it. That's it. That's what it is. And how funny that it sounds like IntelliKey, the key, the intelligence key, right? Like, it's the key to the innate intelligence within us that is driving us. you know, it's not in the head, though. Again, I go back to it's in the heart, it's in the body. And so it really shaped a lot of where I started going with my entire trajectory of the work that I was doing. Because before, like I said, before it was just about setting goals, chasing goals, accomplishing things, being achiever. And so it was just, it had a whole different meaning, a whole different perspective for me. And that's, I think, you know, that's something that's so key is perspective. You know, Wayne Dyer said, when you change the way you look at things you look at change.
Oh, yeah.
That was a simple, I started looking at things differently, and then all of a sudden, everything started to change. Things started to change in my own life, with the way I was feeling, with what was coming through me, the ideas that were coming through me. Everything was changing. And then my entire experience started to change. And this is something that's really important. You don't need your circumstances to change how you are experiencing your circumstances. Like that was a huge insight for me personally, because if we're needing our circumstances to change, we're in that place of circumstantial power. We've given our power over to our circumstances. But if we bring the power back inside, I can experience whatever my circumstances are differently. So even if they appear to not be good circumstances, if I choose to look at them differently, if I choose to look at an obstacle as an opportunity, I'm going to experience it completely differently.
Yeah. I mean, part of this is tying together not just some of the things you've already said, but the energies. I want to talk about the energies of this, because there's an energy of flourishing. There's an energy and there's a frequency. And you know, my sense is there are variations in the frequency, but there's also an energy to it. And, you know, when you tap into, you know, the intellecty, desire, when you're tapping into that, how many of us really do tap into it fully without cutting corners, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, the other part of this is what you said. You know, it's how do we know how to do our own self-maintenance on our perspective, on our emotions, on how we believe in ourselves. And I think the last thing to bring it together is something else you said earlier. Is it even possible to do if you're second-guessing yourself, if you're coming from a place of scarcity, if you're coming from a place of regret, right? I don't know about you, but I didn't do 20 years of this on a free ride. I invested millions in building a foundational network that would serve the world to bring your messaging, your support. You know, when I'm asked why, I used to make up an answer, Beth, but there's only one answer. Obviously, this is my calling and this is my life purpose and this is what I'm meant to do in the world. And I never question it. Do I have doubts someday? Yes. But do I have regrets? Absolutely not. Can you talk to those contrasting, maybe even contradicting energies?
Yeah, well, it definitely, part of it is the way that you look at things like investments, right? Are you looking at it as an expense or are you looking at it as an investment? If you go back to the word invest in etymology here, or you start to break down the word, you're investing. So what does vesting mean? You know, if you worked for a company, most of us know what vesting is. When you have a savings and retirement program, you're vested a certain percent in that savings and retirement program, which means your company is matching you, either 50 cents on the dollar or dollar for dollar, whatever that is in your individual company, but they're matching you a certain point. And if you leave before a certain time, you only get to take so much, right? So that's how vesting works in a savings and retirement program. So the company is backing you a certain percent. Well, if you're investing, you got to be fully invested. You got to be fully backing yourself up and understanding I'm not a gamble. I'm a sure thing. Like I am investing in me. I'm not investing in a program. I'm not investing in somebody else to to coach me or to train me. I'm investing in me, and I am fully backing myself. And so it might be scary to make an investment of either time or money. I want to put that out there because time and money are very much the same energy, right? And we can be in either abundance or we're going to be in lack. And so if you're in a lack or scarcity space of there's not enough, again, there's not enoughness, right? There's not enough time, there's not enough money. Well, you're in the lack energy of it. What if there's more than enough? What if you start to recognize there's more than enough? Because whatever I invest time and money in, I'm going to get my return on investment in what some way, shape, or form, right? Like I'm either going to get a skill, I'm going to get more, clients or business or whatever, or I'm going to get a lesson. Because here's one thing I truly believe is you cannot waste money or time. You either pay for a lesson or you pay for a blessing. The only thing you can waste is the lesson.
I love that. You either pay for the lesson or pay for the blessing. And, you know, what I love about that is so absolutely true when I think about my life. And, you know, the message today is we have an opportunity to shed whatever energy baggage we're carrying forward. Because 2024, no matter what you pick up, hello, you're the wood dragon. Just read that and you'll figure out this is the year of lucky. This is the year of prosperity. This, I mean,
year,
right? So, you know, there is something about it that's opening up a portal. How we go through that portal is either going to get us to our heart's desires or not. And that's part of what you're talking about. Now, on the Flourish Frequency on your show, you're going to be able to help people, you know, go through these shows with you, have these conversations, and get to solutions, right?
Yeah.
Not always like practical solutions, but emotional, spiritual, intellectual, right?
Yeah.
These are the things that pop up in our lives. What have you found is one of the most common things you see pop up for women these days?
Yeah. Well, I would go back to one of the first things is their inability to dream. And I say inability, it's not an inability, it's just a muscle that's weak. You know, they've stopped themselves. So they're not letting themselves go for the big dreams. That's part of the challenge right there. Or they're going straight to, you know, goal setting, which is a very masculine approach to things, again, without letting that feminine energy of creativity build so that the masculine energy can be of service to the feminine. It can support it. Instead, they go straight to the masculine and just shut down the dream. Does that make sense?
It totally does. I mean, and there's nothing quicker to shut down the dream than to get yourself all left brain burned out.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I'm not saying goals are wrong. I'm not saying anything about that. I mean, everybody, you can make your own decision. But I'm also a person, okay, don't school me for this, but I don't believe in balance. I believe in harmony. And there's a reason for that, because all my life I've been told you got to balance, and it didn't make sense because I had very focused desires. So how do you tell somebody that has a desire to be a world-class gymnast to balance their life?
Yeah. Exactly.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's about flow. It's understanding when you flow from the feminine to the masculine back to the feminine, because I think you need both energies in your life. You need that creative energy, that nurturing energy, and then you also need the energy that has the boldness and the courageousness and the action. But either energy underused or overused, that's where balancing comes in. It's like knowing when it's under or being under or overused, because then you're stifling the other energy. So it becomes a flow. Okay, I've got my masculine energy is taking all this action. Now, how can I flow back a little bit into the feminine and allow that energy to keep building some more? So for me, that's what it means, is flow, not balance.
Yeah, that leads to my next thing. I want to make sure we bring this. People may be sitting here and saying, oh, great, I love it, I want it, I want more. How do we get into that state of flourishing? Let's talk about this. Because if you are that person that's comparing yourself to other people and you're like, they've done it, I can't do it, or you're thinking, I don't have enough, let's see if we can help some people, give them some tips today, sneak peek of your show, on how they can begin this.
Yeah. The first thing I would do is I would have them create what I would call their juicy dream. Now, that's a whole topic all on its own. but go into, what does my heart want, first off? Because until you know what you truly desire, or at least just start to decide what you desire, and let yourself go there, then, that's the foundation, right? You don't have to have the whole thing built out, but you have to start letting yourself acknowledge some of the desires. And then once you've got those desires, who's the version of you that has those already? Think through that. What is it about that person, that version of you that you think is different about them? So, what is she like? How does she live? How does she talk? How does she dress? How does she show up for other people? How does she show up for herself? How does she show up for the dreams? How does she handle criticism? How does she handle the monkey mind? Like, what does that version do? Because we all have this idea of this other person that exists, but we're not that. But the reality is that she does exist. We just haven't fully aligned into her yet. Because if you can even have the idea, then she's within you, right? So Identifying that, and then how do I just simply start to, in small ways, start showing up that way each day?
Yeah.
And it could be, it could just be the smallest things. Like, I'm in a conversation and, well, that version of me would, she'd ask for what she really wants. Or she'd say no to something that she doesn't want to do. Okay, can I take that one step today? And when we start making these little micro steps and start being that version of us that we think that is so different from who we are, if we start to just start being that person, and then the doing comes from the being. What would she do?
Yeah.
So that's for me the first foundational steps would be to let yourself have some of those desires, at least, acknowledge them, and then start to imagine what that version of you is like.
Yeah. I love what you said, because we have it the opposite way around. And I think when each of us discovers this, we change radically. Being leads to doing.
Yeah.
And for so many think that doing leads to being. And
exactly.
I think this is at the crux of a conversation I had earlier today. I didn't show up to do this 20 years ago. There was something inside of me that didn't hang up on a wrong phone number. You know what I'm saying? I can't describe it any better than you did.
Yeah.
But there was something already inside of me.
Yeah.
So that when that phone number happened and I got put on the phone with somebody and they said, oh, we'll do a show, press busting, and we'll get you. Have you ever thought about it? And I'm like, no. And they said, oh, yeah. When do you want to start? I mean, this was the call. It was a 10-minute call. I said, when can we start? And they said, well, let's get a payment from you. Hello, you should hear the amount of that payment for a 13-week pilot on internet only in 2003.
Oh, wow.
Now, my friends literally were very doubtful of what was going on with me. And then after I did that, it was even more. And I got to tell you, 3 months later, in 2004, I had signed on for 5 days a week on AM/FM radio, pulled out credit cards, and I paid it, and I never looked back.
Yeah.
But this is an energy you're describing. I didn't know it was being until you just mentioned it. I didn't realize that what you just said. And isn't this what you do and how you help people? We need help to recognize those parts of ourselves, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And with the example that you gave there, you either were going to come out of it with a success or you were going to come out of it with a quote-unquote expensive lesson, right? Like that you and you learn something out of it. Again, it's how you're going to approach whatever you're doing. That's a being. That's a mindset. That's a perspective that you're going to take. So if you're going into it all in, then you can't go wrong. You're either going to get, again, the lesson or the blessing.
That's the minute I got behind a mic, a real mic, and I walked into that studio in Bellevue, Washington, my first show, and I got behind a microphone. And by the way, talk about over-preparing. I had like five binders to do a one-hour show. And I walked in there and sat down across from Benny, who my producer to this day, and I pulled that microphone in front of me. It was like coming home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what you're talking about, the flourish frequency.
Yeah.
It's really hard to describe it, isn't it?
Yes. It is coming home. It is a coming home because it is the frequency of, for me, it's the frequency of source. It's the original frequency. Mm-hmm. When I come back home, the flourishing result is just the result of coming back home.
Yeah. I want to know what you're most excited about in starting your show. Can you give us a little sneak peek here?
I have so many topics that I want to get to in the show. I think that's the part that's like exciting. And then at the same time, it's like, where do I start? There's so much. Because even in today's conversation, I'm like, oh gosh, that's an entire show. That's an entire show. That's an entire show. I can't wait because, you know, again, I know my calling is to help women live into that moreness. No more shrinking, no more playing small, no more denying the truth of what you're here for, and teaching them how to really discern between truth and truth as you know it, because that's a big difference. You know, and that's big. Something I'm excited for.
Boy, that is a show all in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
and you know, part of what I really get excited about with what you're doing is it's so needed right now. You'll do several shows. I've done several. I'm planning a bunch specifically, you know, supporting women. And the statistics and the numbers that are coming out now that are being revealed about the real experience of the past several years for women. I can't speak to men. One, because I'm not a man, but the other reason is it really hasn't been my focus. I have about five hosts that focus on that. You can listen to their shows. But what I love is that I am a woman, and I know what my struggles have been.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to get you fired up, too.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And I do speak a lot to money as being one of the things. Like, I'm not a money coach specifically, but it's such a thing that people get in the way. And so, you know, when I talk about more, I do talk about more money too. And that's an important thing for me. It's an important topic because I don't want it to be a bad thing, a dirty thing, because when we're all in the state of more, we can actually do more and we can give more. And so, you know, it's not a conversation or a topic I shy away from. It's part of the more. And I'm looking forward to, you know, diving into that more in the show.
Well, you know, I mean, look, this is what you said before, you know, and I'm glad you're going to do it, probably a whole show on this, because I'm not saying that women are averse to money, but I'm saying that we have more regrets when we spend money on ourselves or invest in ourselves or invest in our business, then I believe any other regret we have.
Yeah.
And I think it's that. I think it's extremely difficult for us to do. I'm not talking about a lot of money. Some people spend a lot of money like I did to invest in my dream. But I don't know how many people you know that won't carve out a debit card to go get their hair done. I mean, you're talking about levels of this that you're going to cover. It's not just more of the big things, right? It's more of everything.
It's more of all of it. And again, some people may be trading time for money, and so they're saying focus more on time than money. It's the same conversation.
Yeah. I'm actually in that little battle myself, just so you know, because I am having to figure out probably going to be more inspired after this show. My table tennis times have changed. And so I have to, first I came to my yes, which is yes, I am going to take Wednesday mornings and go play. Normally it was after work. But to get to that place, oh my goodness, did I have to do some excavating. Thank you for today. I'd love to know your personal message. And again, please tell us how we can find out more about you and anything you want to share about your show.
Yeah. Well, on the show, we're going to be diving into all kinds of different topics from, you know, quantum mechanics to emotional intelligence and nervous system regulation. All of that is part of what we're talking about here because they all come back into the frequency that you are actually living through. So those are a lot of the topics that we're going to dive into. I mentioned money as one of them as well. It's all part of flourishing. It's all part of being there. And you can find me at my website, BethLarsonCoaching.com. Larson with an E. I have to say.
Thank you for giving us the inspiration to articulate 2024 as the year of expecting more. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. And for those of you out there, Beth Larson, stay tuned for the Flourish Frequency. Please make sure if any of these items we talked about today are getting in the way of you asking, desiring, and receiving more, you know who to go to, Beth Larson. Thank you, Beth, so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sierra, thank you for pushing all the right buttons and to the best audience on the planet. This is what we said we would do. We would bring you topics to help you fully step in to who you are today and who you desire to become. We'll see you next time.